Guess so. Okay, and then don't forget Temple Beth Shalom on June 15th with Ichamir Helfgott, Binyamin Muller. There will be an appearance by David Burson, who is at the Jewish Center. Of course, the chazan of the Temple Beth Shalom, Joel Kaplan, our good friend, will be singing, and together with the Jesse Benson Choir. That's always a very wonderful event. Okay, let's see. This is show number 99. This is the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know that all the programs are archived, and you can catch the previous 98. Yes, this is show number 99, and next week will be show number 100. I have to tell you, you know, all the best-made plans of mice and men often go astray or something like that. If it wasn't for Pesach, the show last week would have been my 100th program. Yeah, because this is 99. We skipped 2 weeks. Last week would have been my 100th program. And it would have melded quite well with the fact that that the 100th program would have been on Monday. And then on Wednesday, I celebrated my 75th birthday on April 27th. But it wasn't meant to be. So I can't have the 75 and the 100 working together. But it was an interesting thought. And I thank all those of you who shared birthday wishes with me. And yesterday, my three children just outdid themselves with a wonderful party of my family and relatives. In New Jersey, it was just a great way to celebrate 75 years. Okay, Paul Schneck, I know you're listening, and I didn't prepare a long discussion because what can one say? We know that if Hamas hooks up with the Palestinian Authority with Fatah. Hamas is a terrorist organization dedicated to the destruction of Israel. So what more can one say? That will mean an organization of Fatah and Hamas dedicated to the destruction of Israel, and the whole world expects peace to be made with these people. It's absurd. So it's very interesting. It seems that if they want to form a Palestinian terrorist state, I can't imagine that the United States would tolerate that, but well, the world will. But let's pray that the United States is a little more intelligent about the situation. Okay, and Julian, I know you've been enjoying this Chazanis together with Saul and Simcha and Mickey. Mickey, I it's good seeing you and Eva and sharing Simchas with you. It was thank you. Now, Siras HaOmer, there is a selection: Hinani Muchan Umzuman Lekayem Mitzvas Asei Shel Siras HaOmer. This is let's see, songs. I want to get to Spheres to Hineni, and working with the iPod, it's a little tricky. You have to scroll down to H, and I'm almost there. And give you the translation of that in a second. But as I mentioned to you, I normally pre-record selections onto CDs so that I don't have this problem. This is the first time that I did an entire program on off of my iPod, and I see that I'm never going to do this again because it's taking me much longer than I thought to scroll down and to hook up with a particular selection. So I'm looking for Hineni Muchan, and the first selection will be a classic of Leibel Waldman's. So please bear with me another second. And yes, they did get Osama bin Laden, and I don't know what that means. Certainly not an end of terrorism, because this is this war on terror is not dependent upon one individual, to say the least. It's a religious imperative to destroy the infidel, and we know that there's quite a few people who believe this other than Osama. So, yes, I'm glad that we finally got him. But what it means in the long term in terms of peace in the world, I don't have much hope. Okay, so I'm looking for Hineni. Here it is. Hineni Ha'oni. And there's Yom Kippur. I have to find Hineni Ha'oni Mimas. Here it is. Okay, the first selection will be Leibler Waldman. Got it.
Mir khadish
Label of Waldman. Oh, that was just wonderful. Just wonderful. Let's hear cantor Louis Danto, who passed away just the past year, with Hinani Mukhan Umazuman. Translated, of course, is, "Behold, I am prepared and ready to perform the commandment of counting the Omer, as it is written in the Torah." So let's just get to Louis Danto.
Hinini mukhan umzuman lekayem mitzvat asay shel sefirat haomer mitzvat asay shel sefirat haomer kemo shekatuv batorah lekayem. Usfartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbat Miyom aviyachem et omer ha-tnufa Sheba shabbatot mimot yeno. Shabbat HaShemit Tizkeru Hamishim Yom Vehikru Etan Minecha Minecha Kadasha Minecha Kadasha Ladoshem Minoam Noam Hashem Elokim. kirshanu be mitzvotav matzivanu
Cantor Louis Danta with Sfiras HaOmer. We'll next hear Cantor Binyamin Muller.
Yachem hesoymer hatnufo.
Usatem lochem mimochas ha-shabos, miyomer yachem hesoymer hatnufo.
Yeah. ma se io deino coine nole ma se
That was Benjamin Muller, and I remind those of you who are lovers of Chazanis that you can hear Muller together with Itzmir Helfgott on June 15th at Temple Beth Sholom. It's always a sellout crowd, and I recommend that you get the tickets. You're on the computer, so look up Temple Beth Sholom Lawrence. And you can purchase tickets, I'm sure. David Burson, Cantor Burson of the Jewish Center, will be making an appearance together with Cantor Joel Kaplan of Temple Beth Shalom and the Jesse Aronson Choir. Okay, this is a short Hineni for Sfira. This will be Cantor Moshe Gantchoff.
Come on, mon écailleur et mis sur ma face. Je se tire à son humeur. Et moi, se bat, il se fait, mais l'autre. Mi mujer sol Shabbos, mi yom ediachem, me soy merat nufo. Sheva Shabbos oistei mi moisti yenu. Eva Shabbos oistei mi moisti yenu. Navi mokros a Shabbos a sheviyis tis
Moshe Gantchoff. Okay, after the brachas, it's interesting. There's the paragraph reads, "Lamnatseach b'neginot mizmor shir," for the conductor upon neginos, a psalm, a song. And the only reason that I'm pointing that out is, you know, song was such a major part of the temple service and services throughout our history. And those who poo-poo the idea of chazanis and its importance really are not familiar with the whole history of the role that music played in the Holy Temple and also throughout our history. So well, there it is. You know, every time there's an opening of a psalm, a song. It's just a plug for Chazanis, what can I tell you? Not giving up on it. No, I'm not going to give up on it. And looking forward to figuring out how to do some kumzitzes with the with the late... the lateness of Shabbos can't have a kumzitz starting at 11 o'clock at night. I guess not. Okay, after the brachas and before Ribono Shel Olam is Ono B'Koach, and going to hear a couple of versions that are really, really super. The first one will be Cantor Ben Sion, Kap of Kagan. Okay, so between the bracha, you know, Hineni and the bracha, And Ribono Shel Olam is Ono B'Koach. So let's hear Cup of Kagan. I just had it. I can't believe this. There it is. Cantor Cup of Kagan. Ono B'Koach. There it is. Coming up.
Ono B'Koach. Git bulashim yenecho Tatir tzerburo Kabel rinas amecho Kabel rinas amecho Sagveino, tahareino, na oiro, no kiboir, no kiboir, doir
quite a voice, huh? Ben-Zion Cup of Kagan. You know, I confess, I don't play enough of him. I don't play enough of all of these guys. I only have, how many could I play in an hour? Seven or eight? Oh, wow. Okay. The next Ono B'Koach is Cantor Joseph Schlisky. Cantor Joseph Schlisky.
Oh, Borachem Tolem, Rachmim Rachmim.
That was Joseph Schlisky. He was born in 1894. He died in 1955. This was recorded in 1924 when he was 30 years old. You know his interesting life. At the age of 10, he and six other boys were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead he took them to Toronto, Canada. There's a whole intrigue about how he finally got into music and he became a chazan. He davened at one time at the Slonimer Synagogue. When he was, let's see, in 1940, when he was 46 years old, he had a stroke which left him as an invalid. He never sang again and died 15 years later in 1955. So that's the tragic life of Joseph Schlisky. Okay, let's hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky and his Ono B'Koach, Chazan Moshe Koussevitzky.
Oh no, b'koyach gedolas. Oh no, b'koyach gedolas yemincho, Sagavenotorin, and no, 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 kibor dor shoy kho 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 Borchem, 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 tovorim, borchem, rachmim tzirekovo vosko tovomid, tamid gomle. Asine karo,
that was Moshe Kuzovitsky with Ono Bekoach. The next selection will be, well, we just heard Benjamin Muller, and I was just thinking about a lot of the cantors who are recording nowadays. Very few of them, if you realize it, are doing Tal or Hineni Muchan Umzuman or Ono Bekoach or even Ribono Shel Olam. They're just, it's not in their repertoire. Just for a few, yes, for a few, but just realizing how rare it is. It's interesting. If you want to play these wonderful cantorial selections, you really have to go back. Have to go back a few years. But this will be Benjamin Muller, and as I mentioned, of course, you can hear him with... Itzmir Helfgott on June 15th at Temple Beth Sholom. Don't delay in getting the tickets because it will be sold out. Okay, Benjamin Muller, Ono Bekoach.
Gedulas Yeminecha Tati
No!
אחרי קדושו
שכו.
שב עושינו קבל ושמע. שב עושינו קבל ושמע. ושמה צעק עושינו יודע תהלו מויס יודע 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 תהלו מויס
שבו עשה
Benjamin Muller with Ono Bekoach. Let's see, do we have time for one more? Okay, I guess we could, we certainly could squeeze this in. So we'll go a minute or two over. Let's hear Label Waldman with Ono Bekoach.
Tomit,
was in Kronos berobt durch und nahe nahe will er du sehr groß was in Kronos berobt durch und nahe Yochid ki yele yam chupenei Yochid ki yele yam chupenei Zohom chrei kidushu secho Hoi shalmus hei
This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. A lot of chazonis. There'll be a lot of chazonis next week. Of course, this was show number 99, and, not 99 from the start. I started in 1977, so this is really show 2099 or something like that. But anyway, this is show 99 for the internet, and next week will be show 100. I've been trying to think what could be special. But you know what? A week from tomorrow is Yom HaAtzmaut, and that is special. And they'll play a lot of appropriate chazanis for Yom HaAtzmaut. We'll get some Ribono Shel Olams in. Not going to go too crazy with that, but certainly appropriate. And then the following week, and then there'll be Lag BaOmer, and we'll get back to our regular programming. Just in time for me to go to Israel. As I pointed out, I'll be leaving for Israel on the 29th. I'll be there for Yom Yerushalayim, be there for a couple of weeks. But don't worry, there will be some wonderful programs while I'm gone. I hope to come back re-energized to bring you the best in Jewish music. So thank you so much for joining with me, and for Nachum Siegel's fans who are listening to this program, I welcome you to go onto my website. It's www.charliebernhout, BERNHAUT, burnhaut.com. There is an index on the archive, and you can go back and listen to all this great, great music. So shalom, everyone, and thank you so much for joining with me. Come back again next week.